NBC Radio News, this is Don Doak. Correspondent Russ Ward was there when President Nixon made it clear at his news conference tonight that people who believe he broke the law on Watergate are wrong.
I never at any time authorized clemency for any of the defendants. I never at any time authorized the payment of money to any of the defendants.
80% of the news conference dealt with Watergate and Watergate-related matters, the president denying several times that he played any role in the cover-up attempt. On a crucial tape conversation March 21st of 1972 involving the president, H.R. Haldeman, and John Dean, Mr. Nixon said that entire tape eventually would be made public. And he added, any fair-minded person will reach the same conclusion that I have repeated here tonight. The president again said he would cooperate with the House Judiciary Committee in its investigation. He also said, regarding cross-examination, he would do nothing to weaken the office of the presidency. In addition, the president said the back of the energy crisis has been broken and said again there will be no recession in this country this year. More news after this.
Hey, we're the Action Corps. See, we contribute more.
T's for the teamwork of our crew.
Aye, our ideals are high.
Oh, oughtn't you apply?
Means it's now that we need you.
A, C, T,
boy.
We could go on all day.
Oh.
Here's why.
Volunteers are needed right away.
Action is VISTA, the Peace Corps, RSVP, SCORE, and other volunteer programs that are helping people to help themselves. If you're trained in a skill or just have a little love to share, Action needs you.
Yeah, baby. Action really needs you.
Don't crawl under a rock. Get into action.
Oh, yeah.
This is a public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
The Senate has failed by 8 votes to override the president's veto of the energy bill, but Senator Henry Jackson, the bill's chief architect, says he'll confer with key House members on a bare-bones version.
Oh, we're not going to give in. We're just beginning to fight, but we're going to be sensible, and we're not going to be petty. We're not going to try to cause trouble for the American people, obviously, because of our differences with the president. The country comes first.
As Jackson spoke, word came that the House has attached a modified oil price rollback provision on a bill to create a federal energy administration. A new kidnapping. Police in Dix Hills on Long Island, New York, say the 8-year-old son of a wealthy tire wholesaler has been abducted by 3 unidentified persons.
3 occupants of a vehicle, 2 males and 1 female. Possibly Hispanic. Called John Calzadilla to the vehicle, to their vehicle, saying the grandma was ill and the father wanted him. Called him by name.
Police say the boy's parents have received 3 calls, apparently from the kidnappers, but say no ransom demand has been made. Leaders of the thousands of striking coal miners in Britain have agreed on a new government wage offer that could have put an end to Britain's industrial crisis. You're listening to NBC News.
Next time you can't sleep, try the simple Compose method. Compose relaxes you, enables you to sleep. Take Compose 1 hour before you get ready for bed. Then let Compose help you unwind, quiet you down. At bedtime, Compose is working at its peak to help you fall asleep more naturally. Compose is not a sleeping pill, not a barbiturate. Take as directed. Compose is so gentle, we think of it as slowly throwing the sleep switch. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Compose.
On business and health, John Dunlop of the Cost of Living Council warns that lifting controls in the health industry will let costs go too high. Check with your druggist. The government is recalling nearly 250,000 cortisone tablets as possibly harmful. Another recall, more than 800,000 Chrysler cars and trucks for a defective anti-pollution device. GM is putting out an accessory to show at what rate your car is burning gasoline. And finally, Wurlitzer is going out of the jukebox business. Baking industry officials have warned again today of a possible wheat shortage. They asked the Agriculture Department to determine simply the supply needs for the summer. They said the industry needs up to 300 million bushels of wheat between April and June if supplies are to be maintained without interruption and without creating a shortage of bread. The Hour's lead story: at his news conference tonight, President Nixon made it clear he at no time authorized payment of hush money to the Watergate defendants, at no time authorized clemency for them. This is Don Doak, NBC News.
And now the latest Charleston area weather forecast.